The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you don't believe, you need to realize that you're not going to end up in heaven. Doesn't really matter what you want to think. He's also said regarding believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven?" Which inherently means that I will give them great esteem and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. So again, as a believer, if you are not working seriously to earn a high place in heaven, what makes you think you'll get one? Tonight we're going to continue with the theme, Seven Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty Creator. And this is the third part of that subject. And we'll continue to talk about prayer. In the context of having a relationship with the Almighty, he has said, "I created human beings, this planet, and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." If you're not in that sort of relationship with Father, I encourage you to listen, get the back issues of this program, write to me. It's really worth doing. The rewards are huge. So tonight we're going to continue to talk about prayer. We'll talk a bit more about being a friend of the Almighty. We'll talk about some directional prayers. We'll talk about a prayer, "Bless me indeed, enlarge my territory." We'll talk about harmony. We'll talk about wisdom, understanding, and favor. We'll talk about protection. We'll talk about daily prayers. We'll talk about prayer in the name of Yeshua. That is not Jesus, Yeshua. Jesus is not the name of the man that is attributed to that name. We'll talk about giving thanks for meals. We'll talk about the Lord's Prayer. We'll talk about provision and the fact that most prosperity teaching is not from Yah. We'll talk about wisdom to get wealth. We'll talk about the Bible not being the living word of God and without error. And we'll talk about why the Bible is such a problem. Who am I? My name is James Robertson. I've spent the last 26 years actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty. I'm a graduate engineer with a doctorate in engineering. I've spent 25 years as a management consultant, and I'm now an executive in a small company. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle that I use for delivering my message. We operate a couple of websites. We publish articles regularly on the mailing list. I've got this radio program and hopefully shortly some physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It's about teaching people, you, that it's possible to have a deep relationship with Father and how to get there. see the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. Some questions from last week's program. Number one, how do we know what our demons are? There are two elements to that. If you're referring to demons as bad behavior and wrongdoing, you probably recognize that. What I mentioned a couple of times in previous programs is that we pick up demons. Demons are ancestor spirits. They're the spirits of humans who've died as unbelievers and find themselves stuck on earth, forced to ride on human beings, animals, or messengers, angels, in order to get around because they can't get around on their own. And they get stuck on people, particularly on believers. So if a human being was into fornication while they were alive, they will probably become a demon of lust. If they were lying and cheating, then they will probably become a lying spirit. And so it goes. So the demons are anything that that gets you to do things you shouldn't be doing. And I have spoken before about some prayers you can pray, and we'll talk about that again in the next few weeks. Next question, do we have to do this on what feels right for us? No. Particularly in the early stages, you'll find yourself in a situation where Father is asking you to do things that don't, quote, feel right. He's going to challenge you. He's going to ask you to step in out of your comfort zone. He's going to ask you to deal with your sin. He's going to ask you to deal with wrong behavior. He's going to ask you to make right with your enemies, any number of things. So no, don't do it on the basis of feeling right. Do it on the basis of what he communicates to you and what he shows you is right. How do we recognize the satanic ones? Third question. Well, again, there's a number of dimensions to that. There's the physical satanic realm, which are witches, warlocks, Satanists of various shapes and forms. The more extreme ones generally have a lot of tattoos, strange haircuts, behave a little bit eccentrically. The less extreme, less noticeable. The demons, etc., you'll recognize through wrong behavior that you're doing that you need to get rid of. Are you saying there's some kind of contest going on between them? Absolutely. There's a contest between the Almighty and Satan and the satanic realm, the objective of which is to prove that by the end of the seventh millennium from creation, that's 7,000 years, which is approximately 3,003, just under 1,000 years from now, there will not be one human being who believes in the Almighty. If that's the case, Satan will rule on earth for eternity. If it's not the case, then he and all those who follow him will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Next question, is this life on earth hell? No, it's not. It may feel like it, but hell is a definite place where there are tormentors who exercise all sorts of torment and torture to punish us for any unconfessed sin at the time we die, if we're believers. Unbelievers don't have to worry about hell. How do we know if, well, that's not entirely true, because being on earth as a demon or ancestor spirit probably is hell in its own way. How do we know if our prayers are getting to the Almighty? He will answer them. He will talk to you. If you decide that you want to get close to the Almighty and start trying to talk to him, he will, and if you're sensitive, you will start to get leading. You will start to see things happening. You'll start to hear his voice. And the more you clean up, more you apply all the things that I'm going to be talking about over the last next few weeks, months, what I've talked about so far on this program, you will get to a point where you know that your prayers are getting to the Almighty and that he is answering them. Assumes that your prayers are responsible and the right sort of prayers that we're going to be talking about tonight. How can we have more accountability? I guess it's accountability and authority. The closer you get to Father, the more senior you become in the ranks of the believers, the more accountability and the more authority you will have. So we're going to continue with seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator. It's vital to understand how corrupt this world is and how much the forces of darkness, the satanic and demonic realm, are in control of the earth. If one is ignorant of this, one cannot hope to really walk in victory in this life. This series of programs seeks to address in detail the measures that one can take to overcome the corrupt state of the environment in which we're forced to operate. It is vital that you give the Almighty permission to work in your life and to teach you. Otherwise, you will remain in massive error and be defeated at the end of your life. This program is about how you do these things. We'll be talking for the rest of this evening about prayer and some powerful prayers that you might want to start praying right now. So, returning to prayer, if one desires to seek the Almighty and draw close to Him, you have to give Him permission. Ask His guidance and make yourself available for Him to move in your life. The prayers that I'm presenting on this program are a collection of prayers that I use myself and have found to be very effective. Pray the prayers and go forward expectantly, not presumptuously, expecting an answer in emunah, that is faith, trust, and belief. The reason I use the word emunah, which is Hebrew, is that the word faith has pagan connotations. Means effectively faith on steroids, trust and belief, deep belief that the Almighty answers prayer and will protect us, etc. It's really important to understand that if one doesn't pray appropriately, one is going to get nowhere with the Almighty. Not because He's difficult, but because of the rules of engagement. He is limited in what He can do in your life to what you give Him permission to do. In the same way that the forces of darkness are limited in the same way. So whichever kingdom you are giving authority to work in your life in, that's the one that's going to work in your life. So if you're cursing and swearing and stealing and lying and fornicating, you're giving the forces of darkness an open checkbook to work in your life. If you are sanctifying yourself, praying the prayers that I'm talking about on this program, doing all the other things I'm talking about on this program, you will get close to Father and He will work in your life. So last week we were talking about the different levels of rank in the kingdom of heaven. And we got as far as friends, but we didn't really talk about friends. Friends are those whose relationship with Father is so close, who are so committed to Him, that nothing else matters except pleasing Him. They're reigning over sin, they're His confidants, and they're friends of the Almighty in the deepest possible sense. These people have made huge sacrifices over years. They've laid down their lives. They talk to Father constantly and engage in dialogue with Him. He tells them His plans and consults with them. He even defers to their judgment with regard to how specific assignments should be executed because, as he puts it, I do not live in your skin. These are people who in the extreme examples include Noah, Abraham, Moshe, Moses, Daniel, Yeshua, Jesus, Muhammad. Men and women whose prayers have brought judgment on the earth, parted seas, and turned situations around. There have been many others, but these are the most notable. And the opportunity exists for you to become a friend of the Almighty and seek to achieve the same level of standing and authority on earth today. And that is not a function of your race, your color, your creed, your level of education, your level of wealth, anything like that. You can, wherever you are, however you are, choose today to really, really go all out to serve the Almighty and become His friend. It'll take time. You need to apply the things that I'm teaching you, but it's totally possible. Continuing the discussion of friends, Father desires this level of relationship with every human being on earth, including you. One of the big lies on earth today is people don't believe that the Almighty hears them. They don't believe that He wants to hear them. They don't believe that He wants to speak to them. He does. He desperately wants to speak to you, and He desperately wants to talk to you. So He will do everything in His power to help you if you just take that first step of seeking to get close to Him. The reason you can't hear Him is because you don't know how to hear Him and your ears are blocked. You need to go through some of the spiritual processes that I'm going to talk about in the weeks ahead to clean out your spiritual ears so that you can hear Him. You need to tune your spirit so that you can hear Him. So He desires this level of relationship. Will you respond? Will you step up today and say, Father, here I am, use me, touch me, teach me, guide me. I want to become your friend. Will you go all out to serve Him, to please Him, to get to know Him, to become His trusted advisor and confidant, someone to whom He confides His deepest desires and concerns, someone who is totally sold out to achieving Father's will on earth and bringing Him joy every day? He strongly desires this of you right now. He is very lonely because there are almost no people on earth at this level today. If you apply the principles contained in this document, you can become His friend if you so choose and make the effort and sacrifices that are necessary to get there. If you are serious, you can pray, Father, I ask you to help me to become a wise steward, a good and faithful servant, to overcome to the end and be your friend in this life and for eternity. You can step out and start praying that prayer right now. Looking at some directional prayers that I pray pretty much daily, lead me by your Spirit every second of every day. Help me to accurately discern the leading of your Spirit and be instantly obedient. Help me to see what you want me to see and nothing else. Help me to hear what you want me to hear and nothing else. Help me to think what you want me to think and nothing else. Help me to speak what you want me to speak and nothing else. Help me to write in covenant or contract with my hand what you want me to write in covenant and nothing else. This speaks to signing contracts and shaking hands. Help me to walk, to go with my feet where you want me to walk and nowhere else. I've been praying this for years. I've reached a point where if I get an email or a document or a link to YouTube and I start to read it or start to look at it, I just can't go on. Nothing in me wants to see what that document says, and I just pass on. It's really helpful. It stops you wasting a lot of time on a lot of things that are really not that relevant. I get so much. My mailing list run to thousands, and I get emails from all sorts of people in response. And all sorts of conspiracy theories and this and that, and the government's doing this, and this is doing that, and that's doing the following. And I just go with a strong belief that this prayer is being answered. And if I don't feel impressed to read that email or click on that link to YouTube or a website or whatever, I just don't go there. You can be led that way as well. Further directional prayers, lead me in every possible way. Speak to me through whatever medium I'm able to hear you through. Books, magazines, newspapers, emails, radio, TV, recordings, websites, or any other medium. Where necessary, send people or messengers, that's angels, across my path to speak to me. In all of the above, it is up to you to be sensitive and discern that you are answering your prayers. He doesn't storm in and beat the door down and do things that way. He's gentle, he's kind, he's loving, he's sensitive. He speaks to you with a still small voice. You've got to learn to hear him. You've got to learn to be sensitive to his leading, and he will help you, provided you ask him to. He will not steamroller you into anything or force your hand. If you do not want to listen or for some reason are unable to hear, he will not force you. It's up to you to be sensitive and obedient and seek clarification, confirmation, and further guidance as you grow in relationship with Him. Do not ask for Yah to send other people to you unless you're willing to be obedient to what He says. Failing this, you will open yourself up to judgment. It is a major logistical exercise in most cases for Yah to arrange the life of another person to meet up with you. When it happens, be appropriately grateful to Yah and be attentive to what Yah has to say to you through that person. As a spokesman, in other words, prophet of Yah, Yah being the true name of the Almighty Creator, I'm constantly disappointed by the extent to which people, when confronted with a spokesperson, in other words, a prophet, take what that person says lightly and frequently go out and do exactly the opposite of what Yah has said. I challenge you, having listened this far, take the message of this program to heart and do not ignore Yah's message to you through me. Another powerful prayer, bless me indeed, enlarge my territory. Another important prayer, Father, I ask you to bless me indeed, enlarge my territory in relationship with you, in knowledge of you and your will and your ways and your kingdom, in the anointing of your spirit, in humility, in emunah, faith, trust and belief, in health and in finances. You can change this prayer any way you want and remove finances or put finances first. It's up to you to determine what your priorities are. I suggest you leave finances at the end. If you gain wisdom and understanding, finances will follow. If you put money at the front of things, you'll make all sorts of bad decisions. Bless me indeed is simply a particular language. It's based on the prayer of a man called Jabed in the Bible, who prayed that way and was very favored. Enlarge my territory simply means expand my knowledge, expand my relationships, help me to grow in all of those areas. Talk a moment about harmony. If you're in a covenant union with another person of the opposite sex, with a one flesh bond, in other words, you've had sexual intercourse, which technically means you're married or else you're in adultery, you can add harmony to the above list of items to ask for. Understand that if you're in adultery and you're joined to somebody who is not your husband or wife, and you're in strife and or you're in strife with your husband or wife, you're not going to prosper. You're going to battle. All sorts of things are going to go wrong. If you are in a union with somebody of the opposite sex, you can pray, Father, please teach us to walk in perfect harmony, to be perfectly aligned with your will and with one another. I've mentioned wisdom and understanding. As a daily prayer, I pray, Father, I ask you to grant me wisdom, understanding, and favor in all that I do. You might preface this by praying, Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your chesed and your chin. Chesed meaning love, loving kindness, mercy, grace, chin being favor. So chesed and chin are Hebrew terms. They mean a lot more than the English word. So chesed has a very broad meaning. It's covenant love. It means that Father has a covenant with you. He will look after you. And in return, he expects you to be obedient and to lay down your life and serve him and represent him on earth in a good way. I find that I experience favor in just about all that I do on a daily basis. But it also requires that you behave in a civilized fashion. Don't storm ahead, ignore people, override people, not listen to people, etc., and then wonder why there's no favor in your life. So much of this is about living your life in an appropriate way, with the appropriate prayers, the appropriate emunah, faith. And then it will come right. Then you will be blessed. Then you will prosper. But it takes time. If you're not really serving Father at all right now, please understand that this is not going to be a click of a fingers situation. It's going to take time before you come to a place where you're really close to Father. And I think that's quite reasonable, and I think if you think about it, you would say so too. Let's talk about protection, divine protection, supernatural protection for a moment. If you are in line with Father's will and living a life above sin, the forces of darkness cannot touch you. This is really important. So many who believe at some level suffer loss because of sin in their lives and the resulting judgment to the extent that they think that loss is inevitable. I've encountered highly anointed ones who are unaware of the principles of judgment in this life that I taught about a few weeks ago and who regularly suffer loss and take it as part of the job. It is not. If you're fully in Father's will, as best you are able at whatever stage in development you are today, Father will not permit the forces of darkness to touch you. You can be cast into the lion's den or the fiery furnace and walk out unscathed. Pray, Father, I thank you that your messengers, in other words, angels, encamp around me to protect me, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that every tongue that rises against me in unrighteous judgment will be refuted. This prayer only works if you're doing all you can to live above sin at the level of your current understanding, so that Father has a legal basis to protect you. And it goes almost without saying that you should be praying pretty much all the prayers that are in this teaching, prayers I spoke about last week, prayers I spoke about a few weeks ago, prayers that I'll speak about hopefully in the next session. I will discuss how to do all of this in more detail in the weeks that follow. I had an experience some years ago, in fact many years ago, within a year of coming back to really serving Father energetically. I was late for an appointment. I was driving a little bit too fast on a country road, on a winding road, came around the corner and there was mud all over the road, lost control of the car. The car slid sideways over an embankment, which was about 3 meters, 10 feet high. As I went over, I cried out to Father, and instead of tumbling down the bank, the car just floated gently to a halt at the bottom of the embankment. It was still upright. My diary with a pen on it was still open. The pen was still lying on the diary. There was absolutely no impact. Messengers or angels picked up the car and laid it down at the foot of the... As I got up onto the top of the embankment, a vehicle came round and took me into town where I needed to be. So you can have supernatural protection. Let's talk a little bit about daily prayer. It's advisable to pray at least in the evening in a formal way, in addition to the prayers and conversation you engage in with Father throughout the day. We pray at night when we go to bed or before we go to bed. If you're just commencing this walk, pray in the morning in detail as well. Prayers should include most of the prayers listed here, as seems appropriate at any time. Many should become part of your standard routine. I like to open along the lines of, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love, your chesed, mercy, loving kindness, grace, and chen, grace and favor. We ask you to help us draw closer to you, to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to you, and to bring you joy every day. We ask you to help us to use each day wisely. In particular, we ask for guidance with regard to whatever it is that's going on in your life at the moment. Amen. I want to talk a bit about prayer in the name of Yeshua. The name of Yeshua, Jesus, is powerful, and in dealing with the satanic and demonic realm, if you understand your authority. That said, note that prayer in the name of Yeshua is only relevant when you first come to belief and when taking authority over the powers of darkness, where you are operating in the delegated authority of Yeshua. The name of Yeshua is particularly relevant in the early stages of your relationship with Father when you're repenting of sin and cleaning up. Apart from these cases, and particularly as you mature, the name of Yeshua is not relevant in prayer and is, in fact, offensive to Yah. In fact, Father has given me to clearly understand that he is thoroughly angry relating to inappropriate prayer in the name of Jesus or in the name of Yeshua. And accordingly, you should avoid that usage unless you are very clear that it's appropriate. Yah answered prayer before Yeshua. He answered Yeshua's prayers. Yeshua certainly didn't pray in his own name. And he answers prayer by those who do not believe in Yeshua. So there is no need to pray in this name, whether the real name or the pagan name, unless you're taking authority over the powers of darkness or repenting of sin or a new believer. Giving thanks for meals. The giving of thanks or saying of grace before meals is a widely held custom, but is in fact largely meaningless except in extreme cases. The food in front of you is a consequence of your own endeavors, and there is therefore no basis to thank Father for it. If you're living in an advanced society with no risk of poisoning and little possibility of serious contamination, there's also no basis to bless the food or pray over it in any shape or form. If Father has indeed provided miraculously, which very, very seldom happens, except in disadvantaged communities, then it is appropriate to give thanks. If you're in an environment where poisoning or contamination are real risks, then pray specifically against those things. Apart from that, Father has made it clear to me that such prayers are unnecessary and a source of irritation to him. There's much else to give thanks for that really is from him. The Lord's Prayer, some people call it the Pattern Prayer. Father has made it clear to me that the example prayer given by Yeshua, while containing some good principles, is simply a prayer by a man, recorded by a man in a book published by men, and it's nothing more. So while it's better than praying nothing, Father is also thoroughly frustrated with people praying this prayer on a regular basis, with no engagement and by rote, and with no attempt to align with the prayer. Don't pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us, unless you are seriously doing that. Don't pray the prayer because you learned how to pray it when you were 3 years old, and you just trotted out by rote with no sense of what it means. Father is interested in your prayer today, your needs, your wants. So while there is much in this teaching that you should pray regularly, it is up to you to craft a selection of prayers and wording of prayers that works for you. If you get close to Father, he will know your needs and wants anyway. So the main thing is to pray for overall guidance as per the prayers in this teaching. Please, there's so much that people pray that is completely useless and irrelevant. Pray prayers that are going to make a difference in your life. Provision. In talking about provision, I have to say to you that most prosperity teaching is not from the Almighty. There's great error relating to the subject of provision, and particularly with regard to finances. Yes, Father will give you the wisdom to get wealth, and you should pray this regularly. And he will provide your needs through the anointing of his Spirit on you. But you have to do the hard work, deal diligently, honorably, with wisdom and integrity, get to work on time and put in a good day's work, and so forth. Remember that after Adam ate the fruit in the garden, the Father condemned us to live by the sweat of our brows. Nothing has changed, and any teaching that teaches to the contrary is not from Father. There are no taps in heaven that money flows through. There's no flows of funds. Father, if you're a believer and you need your needs met, Father will work through others, primarily other believers who are in positions where they have money to spend to buy your products or buy your services. It's not that easy to be highly profitable if you're a believer. There's a huge number of people on this earth who are controlled by forces who really don't want you to succeed. There's a teaching that Yah will provide through Christ Jesus. That's false. The correct translation of that is that Yah will provide through the anointing that was upon Yeshua, which is the same anointing that we have. In other words, we work hard with leading and wisdom by the Spirit of Yah. can't stress this enough. There is no magic wand that Father's going to provide for you through. Yes, there are cases of dramatic provision, but generally there is a structure in place and there are people in place that provide the finances. For the same reason, tithing is no longer relevant because there is virtually no one in a fit spiritual state to receive tithes. The reason that Father instituted tithes was because he set apart the Levites to spend all of their time serving him, and the rest of the people of Israel had to give tithes to support the Levites. There are a lot of church people who claim that they do the tithes, but they're teaching massive error. And if they're teaching you massive error, then you are, if you give them your money, you are yoked with them. You become guilty of their sin, and you will pay the price for supporting their sin. Do not give your finances to ministries and churches and what have you, unless you are very, 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 very sure indeed that Father is telling you to do that. So Father may request that you give your finances to another believer on occasion, but be very sure that it is him that is asking you. Failing that, you become yoked to the heir of the person who gave you the finances. If you're currently in a prosperity church and prospering, and you start doing the things that are set out here, expect that your finances are likely to dry up because the demons that have been prospering you will cease to favor you. Almost all that is taught in the prosperity churches is not from Yah. As you draw closer to Father, the level of opposition will increase, and you will find it harder and harder to cope financially. This is not because Father is unable to provide. It is because the level of opposition to those who are truly seeking to serve Yah is huge. The forces of darkness will do all they can to starve you out, and you will have to work diligently and with extreme integrity in order to prosper. If you're in covenant with another, that is marriage, it is vital that you're perfectly aligned and in intense harmony, because a divided house will fall. If you break through this in perfect harmony and work industriously, then it is possible for Yah to prosper you. But it will take significant effort to get to that point. Let's talk about wisdom to get wealth. Father provides for us through teaching us things that enable us to earn good livings. He supplies all our needs through the anointing of His Spirit that is upon us, but we have to live by the sweat of our brow because that is how it was ordained after Adam disobeyed the Creator. Pray, Father, I ask you for the wisdom to get wealth by the anointing of your Spirit upon me. I ask you to teach me what I need to know in order to make a reasonable living and still have time to serve you. Note that if you are truly seeking to become a friend, or at least draw reasonably close to Yah, you may have a day job to provide your needs so that you can serve him in some form of ministry organization after hours. That's what I do. What you might want to call sheep farming, in other words, pastoral ministry, in other words, full-time running a church, today is largely not from Yah. He's looking for personal relationships. He's not looking for people to cop out and leave it to the priest or the pastor or the imam or the rabbi. He wants people to seek a deep personal relationship with him. Stop looking to other people. By all means, learn from other people, but seek to go further than they've gone. Seek to go further than I've gone. I'm just a signpost. Look at what I have to say, apply what I have to say, but go beyond me. It's entirely possible. Another contentious point that I spoke about at length a few weeks ago, the Bible is not the living word of God or the living word of Yah, and it contains error. One of the greatest lies today is the lie about the Bible being the living word of God and without error. The harsh reality is that Father hates the Bible and says that it is the greatest idol on earth today because it prevents people from drawing close to him and greatly limits his ability to interact with them. It also puts him in a box that seriously restricts what he can do in people's lives. Yes, people do have experience of Yah through the Bible because that is the only way they will allow him to reach them. but he truly wants a deep personal relationship with each one of them, in terms of which he can speak to them directly and in any way he chooses, and through any book, website, etc. that he chooses. A few pointers to why the Bible is such a problem. It's a tiny book, in Yah's words, in terms of the total engagement of the Creator with human beings, and really focuses on about 2,000 years of history out of the over 6,000 years from creation. Much of what the Bible does cover, such as creation and the flood, it deals with very superficially at a level that results in major error. Most of the Bible is simple historical account. There's very little direct guidance, and most of what there is directed at specific groups of people. Most so-called Bible-based teaching is by extension and inference rather than based on what is actually presented in the Bible. People devote time that they should be devoting to building their relationship with the Almighty Creator, to Bible reading, Bible study, Bible school, Bible church, etc., all of which detract from a deep personal relationship with the Creator. If you haven't had this experience, the Almighty has called us out of the formal religious establishment, be it church, be it mosque, be it synagogue, be it whatever grouping you may belong to. Father wants you to concentrate that time on Him, not on relying on somebody else to lead you. Stop and think about it for a minute. I think that when you become aware of it, it's intuitively sound to realize that the reason that we are here is because Father wanted friends. He wanted companions. He wanted people to talk to. He wanted people to experiment with things, with to do things in experimental ways, design ships and planes and buildings and do art and create computers and whatever it is that we do that we involve Him in our lives with. That's why we're here. Surely, if you think about it, you can see that that is obvious. And I don't say that in a harsh way. I just think about it. And that being so, that He created you and me to be His friends, what do you achieve by sitting down and spending hours and hours and hours reading the same book time and time again, going to groups which read the book together, going to churches or mosques? These comments apply to the Quran as well, just by the way. The worship of any book, because it was produced by anointed men or women, is just not wrong, not right. Continuing with this point, Father's interacted with human beings in a huge diversity of ways over and above what is contained in these Bible, and these ways are often ignored. There are any number of good books written by inspired, anointed believers of every flavor from which we can learn, provided we realize that they all contain some truth and some error. One of the principles that I've spoken about before is seek truth and not error. So if you read a book, look for what's true in the book and disregard the error. The Bible contains useful history, and that's all. If you're going to read the Bible, look at it and say, I wonder how Noah got to a point where his relationship was such that he could call on, bring down that flood, design and build that ark, survive the flood. How did Moses get to a point where he could part the Red Sea? How did Yeshua, Jesus, get to a point where he was resurrected, came to life after he'd been put to death in the most gruesome and horrible way? And then ask yourself what you're going to do about it. When I first started reading the Bible, one of the first things Father said to me was, read about Yeshua, Jesus, and put yourself in his situation. Read about it as though you were him. Makes a big difference. He said we could do, Jesus, Yeshua said we could do greater works. So read the Bible on the basis that you can do greater works. So overall, Father regards the Bible as a huge limiting factor in his relationship with us. Accordingly, if you've worshipped the Bible, I encourage you to pray. Father, I repent of worshipping the Bible and of allowing it to come between me and a living relationship with you. I ask you to forgive me and to help me to focus on you and not the Bible. So to wrap up, we've talked about prayer this evening. We've talked about what it means to be a friend, what the characteristics are of a friend. We've talked about some directional prayers. We've talked about bless me indeed, enlarge my territory. We've talked about harmony. We've talked about wisdom, understanding, and favor. We've talked about protection. We've talked about what you should pray daily. We've talked about prayer in the name of Yeshua or Jesus. We've talked about giving thanks for meals or not giving thanks for meals. We've talked about the Lord's Prayer and not using it as by rote. You've talked about provision and said that most prosperity teaching is not from Yah. We've talked about praying wisdom for wisdom to get wealth. We've talked about the Bible not being the living word of God and without error and giving a prayer to deal with that. And we've said why the Bible is such a problem. In closing, there are 5 key documents on the website that you can download. Hover your mouse over the home text at the top left of the menu on the website, and you'll find a document called The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You. I taught based on that document a few weeks ago. If you go back about 3 weeks, the recording is there. Then there's a mini ebook, 7 Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, which is what I'm teaching this from. Very, very powerful, very important, strongly recommend it. Then there's a document called Recommended Worship with links to about 20 songs, which I strongly recommend. I've spoken about them at length a month or so ago. Really recommend those songs. Very powerful worship will help you to get closer to Father. Next article, the Creator's name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. If you really want to understand deeply how the Creator's name permeates history, you need to read this article. Where will you spend eternity? What's required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? Important analysis, which speaks to some of the things I've spoken about tonight. All of this available at www.endtimeissueministries.org behind the home button on the menu, top left-hand corner. Books of teachings and regular email articles are also available. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's James at endtimeissueministries.org. Visit the website and visit the homepage for more information. So in closing, I would like to thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them with the next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list. I try and put out an article pretty much every week, sometimes 2 or 3 in a week, sometimes I miss a week or two. Try and keep it relevant. At the moment, I'm publishing transcripts of these talks running about a month behind the date of the talk. I'm compiling a collection of my writings. It's almost ready to go to print, and it's available now as PDFs, which you can read online or on your computer or download and get printed. They should be on the website within a few days. In the meantime, email me and I'll send you a copy if you would like it. There are currently 5 volumes that are going to print hopefully by the end of the month. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype and email so that I can help you with your journey. I will be delighted if you have listened to this and are saying, goodness, I think I could do that. I think I want to do that. Give me a call and I'll help you as every way I can. answer your questions, give you advice, pray with you, whatever. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will more deeply explore how to become a friend of the Creator. I just want to close off by saying that notwithstanding anything you've been taught or brought up believing or whatever, this message is for every human being on the planet. It doesn't matter if you're an extreme Satanist right now. Father wants to help you clean up your life and have a relationship with Him. He will deliver you from whatever's holding you in bondage. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what your race or creed or religion is right now. You can start today seeking a deep, personal, intimate relationship with your Father and my Father in heaven, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Almighty Yah. Good night.
Father, I come to you. Live